Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Transition Talk, where we have real discussions that transform lives. We are your hosts, Andrew and Brenda.
Good evening. We want to tell you all, so we are so grateful and thankful that you guys have joined us tonight. Yes. We want to thank all of our supporters, those that have subscribed to our page, those that are getting ready to subscribe to our page that haven't subscribed.
Come on now.
We're so excited that you have chosen to walk this journey with us. And it's our hope that what we say or we cover on this platform is helpful to your life, beneficial, that can help you make your life better. And tonight is no different. We believe tonight's topic is going to be helpful to you.
Yes, we got a good topic tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the big D, y'all. The big D.
The big D. But this D you can do without.
Yes, I guess we all can.
Yes, we can do
that. We all can do without this because we realize that this big D has put a lot of us in slavery. It put us in chains, and we don't have no way out of it. Yes, I'm talking about debt. We want to talk about debt tonight, y'all. We want to talk about the new slave master that came and has taken us over. And some of us, we don't even know that we are in chains and in fetters. But tonight, we want to be
able to... Chains? You got to be in chains and bondage.
We in bondage, baby. Some of us in bondage, we don't even know it.
Wow.
But hopefully tonight, we can talk about it a little bit. We want to be transparent as much as we can.
Yeah.
To help you get out of this situation or help you maneuver through this thing called debt.
Yeah. And with anything that has you captive... You know, sometimes you can be captive so long, you become comfortable with your captor or comfortable with your environment.
Yes.
And some of us have been in chains with debt so long, right?
Yes.
We've become comfortable with debt. We don't know what it is to be free.
There you go. Talk to us now.
You know, if you've ever been free, you never know the difference or the feeling of being free. But there is a different feeling. When you are free.
There's a difference between being in the bondage of debt and being in the freedom of credit. There's a difference. And like Bay says, sometimes you don't realize it until you come out of it. You've been in debt so long, you think that's the only life that you have to live.
Exactly. And I was, as we studied this topic, it just made me even look at, you know, our life and things we've been through. You know, sometimes with debt, there should be a stigma with debt. Mm-hmm. But some of us have come so comfortable with it, we don't care about the overloading debt. Mm-hmm. We've just continued being, you know, comfortable with it. We don't, you know, we buy into the advertisements on TV. We buy into the things we see in the mall. We buy into all the things that society tells us that we need in life. And we become comfortable just adding debt on top of debt on top of debt. But there is a freedom that comes when you know you don't owe no man.
No man, nobody, no person, no thing. Because I'm telling you, it's a place that not just that we should try to get to, but I think that's where God wants us to be at. Mm. I just know that God wants us to be in a place that we are free. Because you know what, babe? Sometimes you can't serve God when you're in debt.
That's good with what you're saying, because there is a research that shows that it affects your mental health.
Yes.
When you're in debt, it affects you how you feel. Mm. It can put some people into depression. When you think about, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you've been shopping sometime and realize you've spent all your money, right? Mm. And you can get home and like, oh my God, what have I done? And it can bring on depression. Mm. It can bring on anxiety every first of the month because you know the 30th is here, right? And tomorrow is the first. So you guess what's getting ready to happen? All my bills are due. So it can bring on anxiety.
Wow.
It can bring on health issues that we don't even know that we're having. So it's important that we deal with the debt.
Yes.
Not try to avoid it. Not try to put it aside. But you have to deal with it head on.
Yes.
because it's not going away just because you don't look at the bill. Because sometimes we leave the bill wrapped up on the table, you know.
Leave it on the table. Don't open it.
Don't open it.
If I don't see it, it don't see me.
Oh, but guess what?
Listen, it's there.
It's
you might not see it, but it sees you. And you're going to get a call if you don't pay it.
Exactly. Exactly. Your creditors see it as well.
They see it.
When you go to the bank, they're going to see it. When you got to buy something, they're going to see it. So although you don't open that envelope,
it's still there.
It's there. You did it. And you got to own it.
You got to own it.
We have to own it. We have to say, listen, I have to deal with debt.
Yes.
I got to deal with it.
And you know what, y'all, we're gonna try to be as transparent as possible.
Don't be too transparent, baby.
We're not, but I wanna let people know when we talking about this, we're not telling you something we don't know.
Yeah.
We're not telling you something that we have not experienced.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people need to see that. They need to know that you can come out of debt.
You can come out of debt.
Listen,
I'm a witness.
Yeah, some people don't want you to think they've been in debt. But we want you to know that you can get out of debt and you can live in a place of freedom.
Yeah.
And you can live in a place that no matter where you go, what you want, you can get it just by you walking in a place.
Yeah. And it starts with a mindset change. Changing of your mindset.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Starts the journey to freedom or getting maybe to my credit, financially free.
Yes, yes.
Changing your mindset on how you look at money.
That's it. We talked about that last week, baby. We talked about generational wealth, being able to basically give some people the right type of information on how to handle their money.
Yeah.
How to be able to not just go out there and blow your money, but be able to be wise about what you have.
And there's another thing we're talking about debt. And I just found this was to me, I can look back and put myself in it, right?
Okay.
They say debt sometimes keep you from even sleeping at night. A good night's sleep. You may think you can sleep, but if you didn't have debt, they said, your sleep is different. And I'm like, wow.
Because I do sleep.
Well, when I was in debt, I didn't have sleep. When I was in debt, I slept.
Right.
But it's just a different kind of sleep when you know you can pay your debt.
Yes.
You can pay your bills.
Yes.
But when you go to bed and you feel like I don't have, the, you know, we know God's going to make a way.
Yes.
And I know God's not going to let me down. But when you can go to bed and understand and know I have what I need.
Right.
And I've lived within my means.
Yes.
It's a different type of sleep.
Yes.
But I was also looking at, there's research shows that when you're in debt, it affects your sleep.
Yes.
And it's a snowball effect, just not from your sleep. Because we don't get enough sleep, it can affect your heart.
Mm.
If you don't get enough sleep, it can affect your concentration. So when you go to work or you're doing something that you need to do, it's hard to focus. And it's because sometimes you're putting yourself in so much debt, it's hard to enjoy the moment, you know?
It is. And you know, sometimes, and I'm going to speak it from a spirituality standpoint, sometimes you can't praise God the way you want to because you're so heavy in debt.
Your legs got chains.
You
want
to shout, but them shackles on my feet won't let me go.
Shackles on my feet, I can't dance.
I can't dance.
But I want to praise Him.
Listen, we are being humorous, but we are being real.
Yes.
Because you cannot shout your way out of debt, y'all.
Ooh.
I'm going to look in the camera on that one. You cannot shout your way out of debt. And you can't speak your way in tongues out of debt.
There's a process.
There's a process. And I think sometimes the church don't deal with that. I think the church don't, some churches, now don't get me wrong, I think some churches do, but I think it need to be addressed more about financial literacy and in that, how to get out of debt.
Yeah.
And so tonight we want to get more into that, but I know the numbers, my wife and I, we was going over some numbers and the numbers are astounding.
They really are.
How much debt we, not just in the country, but as a household, how much debt a family can accumulate over a period of time.
Yeah, now there's some debts now are unavoidable. Now, one thing you have to understand is that debt is a part of your financial life. You cannot really get credit without having some kind of revolving debt, something that they can show that you can trust you with some money and you'll pay it back. So you do need some debt. Some debt is unavoidable. And we talk about those unavoidable debts are when it comes to buying a house, you need somewhere to live.
Right.
Okay, so you might have a house note. That is a debt that most Americans that we need, right?
Yes.
another debt that we may come on us, we lose our jobs, you know? Maybe you have to use your credit cards for a reason, mm-hmm. To help your family sustain until you get another job. Those right. are unavoidable times that happens in everybody's life. Medical issues, you may get in, get sickness that come upon you where you cannot work or you cannot obtain money. And so those are debts that we know that are unavoidable.
Right.
And lastly, education. Some of us don't have a job some jobs pay you back for going to school, for taking right. classes, you know, but sometimes we need to get a loan of some sort to help us get through or help you get through education or school.
Right.
So those are some unavoidable debt. We talk about those debts that you said, those astronomical numbers that are debts that we just go out and put on ourselves. It's credit card debts.
Yes.
When we look at the research, they say over the average household in America has $14,000 in credit card debt.
Mm.
I mean, just think about that. It's an average household, $14,000 in credit card debt. Mm. Now, those debts cannot just be unavoidable debts. Mm. Those are debts that's coming from when we want to buy something, when we binge shopping. And some of those go emotional shopping. I know when you just want to go to the store and just buy because it makes you feel good. That's right. back to that mental health challenges as well.
Right.
So some debts are unavoidable, right? We talk yes. about, but some of these debts we're putting on ourselves are things that we can avoid and not go out and put pressure on ourselves. And it's not just you that's been under pressure, it's your family.
And that's
thing. Under pressure as well.
And you're right, babe. It does not affect the person that's spending it. It affects your whole household.
Exactly.
Because the more money that goes toward you paying off a debt,
yeah.
it could be going towards something else.
Exactly, exactly.
And sometimes we, like you say, it might be an impulsive spending.
Yeah.
It might be just binge spending.
Yeah.
Or just living beyond your means.
Exactly.
But when that bill comes in at the end of the month and you look at it,
yeah.
and you realize it's got to be paid. It was fine when you spent it.
Yeah.
But when you see that bill comes, they got to be paid. Now that's when you sleep, not you can't sleep at night.
Yeah,
or yeah. now it begin to affect your family because yeah. now you got to take money for something else to pay that credit card bill.
That's true.
It's almost like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's exactly right.
And so when we look at that in a way that you are now slave to that credit card.
Yeah.
You are now being shackled to that credit card because why? No matter where you go, that credit card is with you.
Yeah.
You dragging that credit card with you. Until you pay off that debt, it is a ball and chain on your ankle. Matter of fact, it's around your neck because it weighs heavily on you.
Yeah.
And at first you're saying, I can handle it. At first you're saying it's not a problem. But guess what? Time after time when the interest rate hits it and you only paying
rates.
The bare minimum on that card,
that
$25 and $30 ain't even doing nothing. And you know you done put about $500 or $1,000 on that card and you only paying the bare minimum.
Yeah.
It's slavery.
Yeah. And you know, with slavery, sometimes you know you have to work to pay that debt, right?
Yes.
You have to work. Some people take on two jobs.
Yes.
Because you've accumulated so much debt. So you have two jobs. But think about it. That time you're spending away from your family, your children would prefer you having lower debt than have a big Escalade in the driveway, right?
Mm.
They don't care less about what kind of car you drive. They value the time you spend with them. Mm. That is riches to them. You being able to go to a football game, or you being able to take them on a walk, or you being able to be there when they have a school function, right?
Yes.
That is what they really going to remember. They could care less what kind of car we have.
Just long.
You know, I remember us driving in a car, and I'm not going to be my dad looking at me. Don't tell that. But our car was so bad off, but that we had to watch how we put our foot in the back seat.
Mm.
But guess what? We were together.
Not the Flintstones.
We were the Flintstones.
Y'all been having to do.
Stop. Stop. But we were close to that. Yeah, we were. But that car got us from A to Z.
Yes.
And we did what we had to do as a family. It didn't have to keep our dad That's out right. working late. So I'm just saying that as a joke, but it's true.
Yes.
You know, children do not care about, you know, what kind of car we drive. If you right. you already have to go, if you're always gone,
right.
you have to pay for those debts and pay for the car note. So be mindful of that the next time you go purchase a car
yes.
or you
yes.
make a large item purchase. Make sure you're living that like you said, slavery is not holding you in bondage. You have to work two and three jobs to make ends meet because yes. of your debt.
And, you know, we want to be able to transition
Yes, it's time to move.
We want to be able to move.
Yes.
From the opposite of debt.
Yes.
Which is credit.
Yes.
We want to begin to transition from bondage.
Yes.
To freedom. From debt to credit. Because believe it or not, you might have money in the bank. You might have some cash stashed up in your mattress or in your drawer. But at the end of the day, the world sees you based upon your credit. Mm. And your credit represents your name.
Okay.
And I want to use this scripture here from Proverbs 22 and 1. It says that good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Mm-hmm. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. What is that saying? That's saying that you having a good name is better than you having money in the bank. Mm-hmm. You having a good name is better than you having cash. Because why? You can go and just based on your name alone can get you some of the things you want and beyond.
Yeah.
And that's how not just the world, but that's how business see us. That when you go out, the first thing they want to know is your name good? In other words, is your credit good?
Can we trust you?
Because that word credit means he believes. In other words, they believe that you will pay back your debt.
They believe.
They believe whoever you got credit with, and they give you that, they're saying that they trust you.
Yeah.
That they can lend you that money and you're going to pay it back. Not pay it back on time.
On time.
That's another thing. Pay it back on time. You're not getting it. They got to keep calling you. They got to continue to hound you. No, they believe that you're going to pay back that debt on time.
Now, let me be the devil's advocate now.
Come on, man. Talk to me.
Because I'm going to tell you, we have not been on this side all the time. We have been on the other side.
Yes.
And in your mind, you do say, I'm gonna pay it. In your mind, you say you have every intention of paying it. Mm. But sometimes things happen or things come up and before you know it, when the creditors call, you're not answering the phone. Mm. I'm just gonna be honest with you, but
Let's be real, baby.
We've done it now before. And you don't wanna see the credit card bill because you know what you've done. So trust me, I understand. We've been there. It wasn't until I'm gonna tell you guys, it was a hard punch for me. He made us look at our credit. I mean, look at it. I mean, we're gonna sit here and look at it.
Look at it. Look at it.
Why? Okay.
I was like, good, baby. I mean, to take you off.
Thank you. He made us look at our credit. And I mean, just an honest look. I mean, without, you know, what people on the outside thought and looking at you like, okay, they got it together. They look like they have it together. No, we knew at that point in time, regardless of how we looked on the outside, we did not have it together.
There you go, babe. There you go.
And we were just putting up the facade for people to see, and we was going back and forth. People thought we had to take an honest look at credit because we had a goal we wanted to reach.
Yes.
And he made us look at our credit, and I'm going to tell you, y'all, he made us downsize so much until I didn't want to talk to him. He made us downsize so much until I didn't want to bring people to my house.
Listen, y'all.
I'm telling you the truth.
She's keeping it real tonight.
I wasn't going to go there, but she's keeping it real tonight. He made us downsize.
This is a keeping it real moment.
So much until I told my children, I'm not having no gatherings at my house. And I'm going to tell you, at that point in our life, he was serious, and I knew he was serious about it. We're not going to spend one dime unless we know we need it. I mean, he was counting off everything. He was crossing off, and it was it was so hard for me, but I'm so grateful we went through it. It took us about a year.
Yeah.
It took us a whole year to get us on the right footing.
Yes.
But that year was so, me as a person that's used to, you know, just not going out, buying, being free to go do what I needed to do, it was hard. But that year was needed.
Yes.
It was needed for us to look at our credit in an honest way that we knew, regardless of who looked at us, we knew we were in a good place financially.
Yes.
And I'm not telling everybody that's the way you should do it, but there should be a time where you take a hard look. If you know that you're not making good decisions, take a hard look at where you're at and what some changes you may need to make.
And you're right, babe. I mean, this is, and we as a family, and sometimes, and I'll speak to the men or the person who headed the household. If you want your household to be free and you want your household to be in a place that they can walk around and they don't have to worry about creditors knocking at their door or worrying about phone calls and you got to block them or, you know, all these things that can stress you out. Somebody's got to begin to think, listen, it's enough being in these chains.
You have enough of that.
It's enough of that. And the thing about it is God don't want his people shackled.
Yeah.
God wants us to be able to worship him freely. And and I got to say this, it's a bad case when you go to church Sunday after Sunday, you paying your tithes and offerings, and you serving God, and you might be a leader in the church, but yet you know you're not right with man. You're not right with man. You dripping the
shit. You're not right with dealers.
You ain't right with dealers. You ain't right with JCPenney's. You ain't right with CarMax. You ain't right with Coggin dealership. You ain't right with nobody but God. The only person you're right with is God, and God trying to tell you to get it right with man. I mean, you know, people can live that life.
Oh,
people can live that life. They say, long, you know, they could drip and shout all day, knowing that they
not
got their burden. And that's why some people shouting so hard because they're trying to bump that dead off them. Okay. They're trying to jump that dead off. But
my
husband's
in rare form tonight.
You can't bump that dead off.
He's in rare form tonight.
It's
y'all.
Real. It's listen. Listen, my wife and I, we being real.
I've seen him shout a few times with that dead on his back.
And I tell you, I said, Lord, if you ever get me out of this, I won't look back to it. And let me tell you, the Lord helped me through. My wife is real. It did not take us more than a year, y'all.
Yeah,
this is real testimony.
Stop shouting. We stopped shouting and we got real.
It didn't take no more than a year for God to transition to us into a place of freedom.
That's right.
And I'm going to be real with you, our place of freedom. No matter where we go, no matter what I want, I can get, no matter what I desire, the bank don't worry about it. Because why? I got it right, not just with God, but with man. Because there's a scripture, and this scripture comes from Psalms 37:21. It says, the wicked borrow and payeth not.
My God.
A child of God should not have that testimony. Can I keep it real tonight?
I'm just gonna smile on that note.
I'm gonna just keep it real. The child of God should not have that testimony that they borrow from people and they don't pay it back.
I'm delivered. Praise the Lord.
We should be able to walk in a place and they say that's a child of God and they don't have to worry about them saying, yeah, they're a child of God, but you know that they owe me money.
That's true.
They're a child of God, but I loaned them some money and they ain't paying me back. And it's been over 3 years ago.
You don't
want that to be your testimony?
No,
as a child of God.
I don't want my testimony. I don't.
You want to walk in a place that you feel free no matter where you go.
Yeah. And even with your unavoidable debt, we talk about.
Yes.
God will give you strategies to help that out. Even if there's times where you can't pay the bill, right? Be honest, like he says, and at least call the creditor.
Yes. Try to work it out.
Make arrangements. You know, call them. Let them know I'm not running away from the debt. Right now, I just can't pay it. Or can I arrange to break up my payments into increments? Things. That's just being honest.
Yes.
The saint should be honest, not just you know, you become ghost. You borrow the money, and they don't ever see you again. They don't hear from you again. That should not be a testimony of the saints.
No, it shouldn't.
But we should go and let the creditor know, listen, this month has been a difficult month. I need to do this. You know, I'm sorry. That means you're trying your best to make the creditor, to pay the creditor.
Yeah.
Especially when somebody's been nice enough to let you
give
borrow
you the money.
If they let you borrow money, especially family, that can break family up.
Oh, yes, it can.
When you have family members that come to you and they keep coming
to you over and over again.
But if I come to you and I need your first time and give it to you and then you ghost. When I call you, ask you about my money or about the money, you don't want to answer the phone.
Mm.
That's not good.
No.
And that's not good. You should be able to talk to your family and let them know, listen, I've got this going on, I promise. But try to meet the date you say you're going to meet them. But if you don't, be an honest person and talk with them. Let them know this came up, you know. But don't just try to avoid the person. You see the person coming, you try to walk the other way. Or, you know, that person's going to be at a gathering, you're not going. Trust me, you know all that. If they're going to be there, I'm not going because I don't want to look at them in their face. We don't want to be that way. You want to be a person that's honest when it comes to, you know, paying back your debt.
And you know, babe, I think sometimes we try to live a life of reputation instead of a life of character.
Oh, that's a good, baby. That's good.
Reputation really good. Is how people see you.
That's really good.
Character is how...
Who you are.
You are or who you are. Yeah. And what you represent.
That's really good.
And I think sometimes when that's a reputation, you're trying to go out and buy the nicest clothes. Yeah. You try to have the nicest ride. We try to walk around, you know, with a wall of money in our pocket when we know we should be using that money to pay off our debt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's reputation, because now you're seeing that. And that's a lot of lies people see on these social media platforms. They're living a reputation, and they're not realizing some of these people ain't got in debt way over their head.
Yeah.
And some people try to follow that, but we should try to follow a life of character.
That's good.
We should life have a good character about ourselves.
That's very good.
In other words, your integrity, when people hear you, your integrity is sound.
Yeah.
You can trust him. They'll give you that money. You can trust them. They're good for it.
Yeah.
Because you remember, and I'm going to say this. I remember back in the day, the way they closed the deal back in the day, they shook a hand and said, okay, because they believe by you shaking my hand, you good for what you say.
Yeah. You shake hands today, what you do?
So you shake people's hand today, listen, you better put a handcuff on it. You better hold them by their hand because you might not see them again.
Or promissory note.
Yeah, because shaking a hand today, it might close the deal, but that don't mean that they're going to keep that deal.
They're part of the deal, yeah.
So that's why they have contracts. That's why now... If you don't continue to pay off your debt, and we're gonna get into this another segment, but then they begin to look at your credit scores, and I think we mentioned that before.
Yeah.
And they look at how your credit history is and your payment history is. And if things don't look favorable, then your name is not favorable for you to go out there and get those big things like houses or buy land or start a business and stuff like that. You might be able to get a car, but you can't get the car you want.
Yeah. You know what's so sad? I was looking at our platform, and sometimes people don't even want to hear about debt.
Right.
That's something that people don't want to be interested in learning about. They'll learn about all other stuff, about how to get a man and you know, how to keep a woman and all that stuff. But when you talk about bettering your life when it comes to finances, they don't want to hear that.
Mm.
They don't want to hear us talking about debt, because guess what's going to remind me of what I've done. But you have to understand, for you to be free,
yes,
you got to deal with some things that are uncomfortable.
Yes.
Things that you don't want to deal with. Yes. You have to deal with those things that you can have a better future, or your children have a better future.
That's the key thing. You don't want to leave, because some people are saying, well, I'll leave it for my family to take care of when I'm dead and gone. I think that's the wrong mindset to have.
That's a selfish mindset.
That is a very selfish mindset
to
have, that all you think about is you, that when you die, you're going to let your family handle all your debt.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, we talked about this last week. You need to have some type of insurance policy. If you got debt, make sure the insurance policy cover all your debt.
At least
that, so somebody won't be back here swindling debt. And, you know, trying to think about how to bury you, and then they got to do with your debt, too?
I'm not talking about that no more.
We're going to leave that alone, right?
Yeah, I talked about it last week by me and insurance policy.
Man, you good.
That's enough. But yes, I think this is a topic that many in our community may look over, may not want to talk about, but it's a revolving cycle.
It is.
Until you address it, it's going to continue to
the
go
next
from generation to generation to generation. So I really think this is a very good topic that we need to address tonight.
Yes. And we're going to be next segment, we're going to have some professional people on board. We're going to have people from different financial institutions to talk about what bankers look for when you go for loans, and we're going to have people to come and talk about what it takes to get your score in a certain place so you don't have to pay that high interest rate on certain things like houses, like cars, even if you're buying property, stuff like that. Yeah. How to get that low interest rate so you don't have to jump out there and pay twice as much as you should be paying monthly, and all your money is going toward the interest instead of the principal.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to bring some professional people on next week, and we're going to talk some serious discussions about building your credit, getting your credit, and getting in that freedom, getting in that right place.
Yeah.
That when you go to church, you can shop free.
Well, when you go on vacation, you can be free. You
can
come back
free.
Home and not worry about debt. And when you get back home, a bill's coming. And you know, knowledge is power.
It is.
And we say that as a slogan, but it is very, very true. and us bringing on these experts is going to help you.
Yes.
We have a financial counselor that will be on to help you, to talk with you. If you need more help from him, he's available. We have someone from the bank as well. So these are people that we need to have a sit-down conversations.
Yes.
You be able to ask questions about, you know, what you need to do. If you have questions for them, they're going to be able to answer those questions for you next week on this platform. But I do believe that this is a conversation that needs to be held in our community.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But we're so glad tonight that you joined us.
Yes, we're glad you joined us to talk about the big D, y'all.
Talking about the big D, and you know, we want to make sure that everybody have a healthy big D. That healthy debt. That healthy debt that we don't have to walk around in chains.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Until next time, a kingdom mindset
is a blessed mindset.
Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Be blessed. Good night.
Looking for more information from our Transition Talk podcast? Join us on Thursdays at 7 o'clock for our Transformation Bible Studies. Every Thursday, where we have interactive conversations, you're able to put your conversations in chats and you get your answers back live. So join us every Thursday.
Yes, we want to make sure that we are meeting your needs and you are having the opportunities to get your questions answered. We are here for you. If you have any suggestions about any topics in the future, put those topics in the chat. Thursday night, we'll address those topics. Again, we want to thank you for supporting us here on this platform. We appreciate you as we take this journey together.